Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. What a Tuesday it is going to be. There is so much stuff tonight. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, nah, it was a slower news day. Not much happening. Nope. Huge things are happening out there. Huge trends we can look at, from small business optimism to, did the DHS set up a young man to be part of ISIS? Squatters, Republicans getting ready to send all your money to Ukraine, how the communists fight versus how we fight, and a word of hope about future generations. I am getting more and more inspired by them. I'll get to that in a little bit, but I want to begin here. I have expressed this to you before. It is something that comes over me every now and then. Don't worry, it passes quickly. But I have this feeling every now and then of jealousy. Not for other people or other radio hosts or other men or anything like that. Not that. I sometimes get jealous of communists. Did you know that? And here's why. The people we elect, whoever they are, from school board, city council, to your state legislature, to House of Representatives, the Senate, to the presidency, what are they really for us? What are they? Well, they're people we send there to advocate for us. That's what it's like. That's what it means to live in a representative republic. When I vote for you, whoever you are, Congressman Jerkwater, I expect you, I'm voting for you with the expectation that you will see yourself as my fighter, as my lawyer, for probably lack of a better way to put it, for as my advocate. I'm sending you to the state house or to Washington, D.C. or wherever. I'm using the political power I have to send you to the place where power is wielded, and I expect you to advocate for me. I expect you to see yourself the way I see you, as being the lion, the warrior, the leader for my cause. That's why I chose you. Here are the things I want. Here are the things I want in my country, in my city, in my state, in my county. You, Jerkwater, go fight for those things. But here's the problem. The communists, when they are sent there, wherever they're sent, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the position is, top to bottom. That is how they view themselves. That is not how Republicans view themselves. And I will explain why. And in fact, there's a great example of this today. But the communists, when the communist is given any kind of a position of elected power, again, it does not matter what that position is. It can be a dog catcher in New York City, or it can be the United States president and everything in between. The communist sees himself as the warrior, as the vanguard of the communists who put him in power. And even if he thinks they're crazy or doesn't agree with them, he will act on their behalf at all times, knowing that he is their advocate. They use their political power, the power of their vote, to put him in office, and he will use that office to fight for them. That's how the communist sees himself. Right or wrong, that's how he sees himself. The Republicans do not see themselves that way. It's obvious more and more and more and more that they view themselves as being above you, above me, above their stupid idiot rube voters. And they're so sick of you people and your love of your freedoms. If you would just shut up about your First Amendment rights or guns or something like that, just let them govern and send more money to Ukraine as they will intend to do. Why are you bothering them? And when something comes up, when a very clearly partisan thing comes up, where the left, where the communists are under it or are on the attack, the Republicans do not view themselves as being our shield wall. We are being under attack. We're being attacked by the communists. Everybody, lock shields. We stop them here. Don't let them gain ground. That's not how Republicans view themselves at all. At all. And you see this so apparently with what's about to happen in the United States Senate. Before we get to what's currently happening, I just want to remind everyone, you do remember that they impeached Donald Trump twice over nothing, right? And look, I don't care. I hate Trump. Screw it. I don't care if that's how you feel. I don't care. I'm nobody's fan. The impeachments of Donald Trump were beyond ridiculous. They helped tear this nation apart. Now, both times when Donald Trump was impeached, there was a trial in the Senate. Why, though? Why a trial in the Senate? Well, there was a trial in the Senate with the aid of the GOP. Do I need to remind you, Mitt Romney voting to impeach Donald Trump? There was a trial in the Senate because the GOP never can manage to dig its heels in and stay unified and fight against anything. So to this day, your liberal Aunt Peggy will tell you that Donald Trump was impeached with a bipartisan. It was a bipartisan impeachment because of dorks like Mitt Romney. Did you know that Chuck Schumer is not even going to have a Mayorkas trial in the Senate? Now, Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the DHS, he has been impeached. He is impeached. I need to clarify. It doesn't matter your opinion on it. My opinion on it. Mayorkas has been impeached. Part of how it's done now is now that he's been impeached in the House, there must be a trial in the Senate. There must be. After all, that's the law. It's the code. It's the Constitution. It's the right thing to do. But Chuck Schumer would never do that to his own party. Chuck Schumer understands that illegal immigration, the fact that the America-hating communists that are America's Democrats today, that they've opened up the border on purpose, that the country's full of murderers and rapists and drugs, and the schools are overwhelmed and the hospitals are overwhelmed and the city budgets are broken. And he understands that that's what Democrats have done. And he understands that the American people more and more and more, they're getting angry about that. Even traditional Democrats are getting angry about that. Why are all these illegals here? He understands that. And so Chuck Schumer understands that what he needs is this issue, this illegal immigration issue, this opening up the border on purpose issue. He needs this issue to be out of the news. Why does he need it to be out of the news? Because if he takes it out of the news, it will reward his friends and it will punish his enemies. Republicans want to focus on illegal immigration. He does not. He wants to punish them. So he will use his political power to punish Republicans. He'll use his political power to reward and aid his friends. Joe Biden, Democrats, not just in New York, across the United States of America. They don't need the American people thinking about illegal immigration. They don't need the American people finding out how intentional the opening of the border was. They don't need it. It will hurt Democrats up and down the ballot in the upcoming elections. Therefore, for Chuck Schumer, as a communist, it's a no-brainer. Of course we're not going to have a trial. And you can sit and yell and scream about how wrong that is, and he has to have it. It's in the Constitution. It's the law. But back to what I was talking about. I'm so jealous. You know what I would give for even 10 Republicans who would use power like that for me? Jesse, it's wrong. Jesse, we have to do things the right way. Okay, let me address that nursery rhyme conservatism here for a moment, because I realize nursery rhyme conservatism, it is the main form of conservatism on the right. I get that. But let me explain something very clearly to you. If the communists use power everywhere where they get it, it's not just elected office. You could put them as the school librarian. They'll have tranny books in there the next day. It doesn't matter what level of power they have. If one side believes in using every ounce of power they have to reward their friends and punish their enemies, and the other side believes power should never be used against their enemies, power should never be used to help their friends, the end of that story has already been written. Put a period on it. Go ahead and send the book to the publisher and print it in hardback. The end of that story has been written. The side that believes in never using power will lose to the side who believes in using power. Communists, every now and then, I wish I was one. That's the God's honest truth. I'm never going to be one because I'm not a baby murdering demon. But, man, what I wouldn't give for an advocate like Chuck Schumer. Where's my Chuck Schumer? You've heard me say it a million times before. You hate her. I hate her. Grandma Vodka. Where's my Nancy Pelosi?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Where's my winner? You know what we get? Low TGO. This is what we get. Chuck Schumer is out there tabling, completely illegal, tabling an impeachment trial, completely taking it off the table. Nancy Pelosi goes full scorched earth, impeaches Trump twice, does everything in her power to be an advocate for her people. Here are our people.
This cannot be the message America sends to the world. Leadership means standing up for America's interests, from the Indo-Pacific to Europe to the Middle East. Even when the most active members of one's political base aren't willing to.
Complete disdain. Did you hear how he said it? Even when the active members of the base aren't willing to. Our, quote, advocates hate us. And it drives me insane. You know what? I have just one more word on this, and then we'll move on to some other things. Before I get to those other things, I call them the low TGOP for a reason, because they are. Where are our leaders? Maybe they're all just uniquely low T. Maybe that's what it takes to become a Republican politician. Maybe you have to be low T, weak, depressed, scared of everyone else's opinion, scared of what's happening around you. You don't want to be like that, do you? You want to be the next generation of high T man who saves this country? Gentlemen, go start a male vitality stack from Chalk. I don't care if you're 20 or 120. Actually, if you're 120, you need to probably see the doctor. But still, you need to go to Chalk and get a male vitality stack. All natural herbal supplements. You don't have to sit and stress, oh, more big pharma. No more big pharma. Natural herbal supplements. You will feel a difference. It's palpable after 90 days, but frankly, it's probably after 30. You're going to feel a big difference. Chalk.com. Discounts on subscriptions. So go get one. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whatever you want, love, hate, death threats. I just get frustrated watching our people sell us down the river time and time and time again, while the communist leaders, the communist representatives, they view themselves as the sword and shield of their people. That's how they view themselves. Of course Chuck Schumer is not going to have a trial for Mayorkas. He would never do that to his people. Then you look at the GOP. You know, GOP is all about, well, we got to impeach Joe Biden, led, of course, by guys like James Comer. Comer, who just voted to remove Santos from Congress, making it impossible to impeach Joe Biden. Where are our leaders? Where are our fighters? It drives me nuts. I cannot stand it. You know what? Here's what I was thinking about. And I've brought this up before. I think I might have even brought it up last night, but it just floors me. Donald Trump's AGs. His first AG, his first attorney general was Jeff Sessions. The first thing Jeff Sessions did was recuse himself from the Robert Mueller sham investigation. Mueller proceeds to tear apart Trump's life for 2 years with the aid of America's intelligence agencies, and Trump's AG sat on the sidelines. Put himself, it's not just that he sat on the sidelines, he put himself there. Hey, coach. Can I sit this game out? That's our AG. And then the next AG, that was the first one. The next one was Bill Barr. And Bill Barr got up behind a microphone and, speaking about not using power, Bill Barr made a public announcement that there would, well, we're not going to do a tit for tat.
Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit for tat exercise.
Yeah, we got it. And now, think about what Merrick Garland has done. I want you to just take this in, and I'm just going to hit a couple high points off the top of my head. I have no doubt you'll have extras that I'll have missed. What has Merrick Garland's, what has his DOJ done? Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and hit the latest story of the day. Ashley Biden's diary thief just got a month in prison. The Department of Justice of the United States of America, they arrested a woman, a landlord, for taking possession of a diary that was left behind in her home. The Department of Justice got involved in that. Now, setting aside all the gross things in the Ashley Biden diary, we don't have to cover those. I just want you to pause. Before we move on to anything else, I want you to pause and think about what that means. Joe Biden found out there was a diary out there of his daughter's, and a news organization was thinking about publishing it, and Joe Biden has the power to go to his DOJ and tell them, hey, there he is, boy, sick him, and send his Department of Justice after his political enemies. Do you understand what that means? Republican AGs will get up and brag about no tit for tat. They'll recuse themselves from things. Joe Biden's attorney general will hunt down the lady who holds a diary Joe Biden doesn't like and throw her in federal prison. Do I need to remind you what they did to a fat old man in Utah? He was, of course, putting up a bunch of stupid stuff online, threats to Joe Biden, which is really dumb, I admit. Fat old man who needed a cane to walk around. Caretaker for his blind son. There are about 1,000,001 ways to arrest a fat old man who needs a cane to walk around and arrest him totally peacefully and totally safely. Good grief. You can get him when he's taking out the garbage can on garbage day. Instead, they waited until Joe Biden was about to come to town and kicked in his door in the dark of the night and gunned him down like a dog. And they didn't even release the body cam footage. To this day, they refuse to do so. They got angry that Roe versus Wade was overturned, and like a teenage hissy fit, the Department of Justice has been arresting pro-lifers ever since then. They got angry that parents were showing up at school boards and yelling about all the tranny, gay stuff, BLM stuff in schools. They had the FBI create a terrorism profile on school board moms. Republican AGs, well, I should recuse myself. It's the right thing to do. Gosh, what I wouldn't give for an advocate. You? Just someone give me a fighter. Seriously. All right. Speaking of dogs, let's talk about your dog. Now, I know you love your dog. I am actually a bit embarrassed at how much I love my dog. I didn't want it to be this way, but I can't help it. And I'm not going to be yelled at anymore for greeting him first when I get home. He's the one who charges me and stuffs his big fluffy face on me, okay? What am I supposed to do? And that's why we give Fred rough greens. Because I hope that big fluffy idiot charges me for a long time. And I don't want him to die at 10. I'd rather have 13, 14, 15 years with him. That's really why I give him rough greens. It's not just that rough greens fixed his digestive issues and his ear infections. All natural nutritional supplement you pour on his food. It's not just that it did that. I know I'm getting years on the back end. Years that I wouldn't have otherwise. Would you like years longer with your dog? Start your dog on Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Now let's talk about this Republican-Ukraine-Russia thing. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I kind of dig that, Chris. What was that? Who was that? Deep Purple? I thought they only had one song. Wow, that was a decent... That was what? I liked it. I digged it. I dig it a lot. All right. Let's talk about Republicans, Ukraine. Before we do that, I just want to make sure everyone remembers that your blue area is probably going to have to hit bottom first. And so it's probably time to leave. Jesse, I love New York. All right, here it is. Here.
Why can't you just change the locks?
Oh, I will be arrested instantly.
They turned off the hot water and then reported that they had no hot water. It's a $250 fine per day, up to $15,000, punishable by 5 years in jail.
So here you are. You have to pay the upkeep of the house.
Right.
Not getting any rent?
I'm not getting any rent, and I'm paying the gas and electric every month.
Four stories repeated over and over and over again by irate and often unwitting property owners. Hong Chen has spent thousands trying unsuccessfully to get the squatters out of this home in Maspeth.
It's important to understand that in blue areas, it's not just that you're not protected. I need to get this through to everyone on how the communist thinks. It's not just that you're not protected. You are viewed as the enemy. These people, they're accomplishing exactly what they want to accomplish. The destruction is intentional. So when the animals are loose on the streets, stabbing, raping, murdering, doing all the things they do, that's what the communist wants. That's not an unfortunate byproduct of our soft on crime policies. I love the GOP loves to use that term. Soft on crime. It's not soft on crime. It is pro crime. When you are a homeowner, when you are a landlord, and they tell you that you're not allowed to shut off the water or kick out the people who are living in your house without rent, or you will be arrested. It's not some weird law that got misinterpreted somewhere. You are the enemy. The communists have been ranting against landlords and property owners and homeowners since Vladimir Lenin took over the Soviet Union. This is a basic part of communism. So I love New York. I know. I love it too. Get out. You're the enemy. You are officially in your state. You are an enemy of the state. Now, if you have to stay, I realize that's the case for many people. They can't leave with relatives or school or work or whatever they can. I understand that. That's fine. But you had better start conducting yourself as if you are in hostile territory, because you are. You are not a person on the right living in a Democrat-run state. You live in North Korea now, a softer version of North Korea. And you had better start operating and acting as if you live in North Korea now. That is a fact. And it's not going to change anytime soon. It is simply not. These people, they're not looking around at the disastrous policies of theirs and having a moment of self-reflection at all. They're communists. They're not capable of that. Mao, with his great leap forward, we'll never know the number. No one knows the number. It'll never be known, because no one can properly account for 40 million dead, 50 million dead. That number is so big, you can't wrap your mind around it. I can't wrap my mind around it. We think about things like 9/11. 9/11, did it not leave an impression on you that will last your entire life? It did for me. I remember it. But Chris isn't quite old enough, but people who are my age, I'll remember it. I remember the anger, the heartbreak, the sadness, and I'm not being dismissive of it. That was a few thousand. Mao starved 50 million of his own countrymen to death, and Mao didn't have even a moment of self-reflection. All Mao cared about was killing anyone who criticized him about it. These people are not at the back end of their destructive policies, looking around at all the damage they've done and saying to themselves, gosh, maybe we should make some adjustments. Oh man, this really didn't work out. They're not saying that at all. They're looking around at everything that's been done and they're realizing this is all working perfectly. Perfectly. You must understand and accept that what's happening is exactly what they want it to have.
We have to win this. Joe Biden is, you know, he's a beautiful vision for America. He knows the issues. He knows the strategy of how to get things done. Greatest record of a president in that first 2 years when we had the majority, comparable to Lyndon Johnson.
Comparable to Lyndon Johnson. What's she saying there? What did Lyndon Johnson do? There have been a bunch of Democrats since Lyndon Johnson. Why Lyndon Johnson? Well, if you listen to this show every day, you already know why. The truth is, Nancy Pelosi is correct. Joe Biden is the most successful Democrat president probably in the history of America, but definitely since Lyndon Johnson. What did Lyndon Johnson do? He destroyed black families in the country with all of his welfare programs. Black people in this country were raised in two-parent homes. They were on the come up. They were getting by and starting to thrive while segregation existed. And Lyndon Johnson realized there was a voting block he could buy off with welfare payments, and he did it. And that has ensured Democrat power for decades. So why would Nancy Pelosi compare Joe Biden to Lyndon Johnson, because that's exactly what Joe Biden has done with the illegals in this country. It has been the most tremendously successful program in the history of American communism. Joe Biden, for as much as we make fun of him, and he definitely deserves all of that, is the most successful Democrat in American history. 10, 15, 20 million, not Democrat votes, because these people probably can't vote yet, but their children will all be American citizens. So we're not even talking 10, 20 million. That's a tiny number. That's a kid's number. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and every Democrat understands that what they've done on the border means 50, 80, 100 million new guaranteed Democrat votes for generations. The destruction is intentional. It is not an accident what they've done. They're not looking around in horror at anything. There's a video actually today, speaking of New York, there's a video today out of New York City. Honestly, even though it's kind of blurry, I don't even want you to watch it. It's just awful. There's a old woman going to church. She's, I would say, 10 steps up the stairway, walking up to the church, and some animal, some street animal, just runs in front of her, grabs her purse, and just chucks her back down the stairs, smashes her head off the concrete in critical condition. By the grace of God, she's stable as we speak now. Could easily have ended her life without question about it. What you have to understand is the feeling you had in your heart when I just told you about that, or maybe you've seen the video and you're remembering it, that don't you feel, doesn't your heart just get tugged for that woman? Just thinking about some sweet old lady going to church and then just being assaulted like that. And now the pain she's probably in, even though she's stable, the broken bones, the fear, that doesn't your heart break for that woman? It's important for you not to just keep that humanity. It's important for you to understand the communist looks at that woman and doesn't feel anything. The communist looks at that woman being chucked in the concrete, and you know what he sees? You know what the communist sees? Ah, you're going to make an omelet. Got to break some eggs. Too bad, so sad for her. That's how truly evil these people are. It's another little warning. All right. I said I was going to get to the Republican Ukraine Russia stuff, and we'll get to that in a moment. Before we do that, maybe thinking about falling on the concrete, maybe it's reminding you that you have back pain, neck pain, whatever pain there is, muscles, joints, hands. Pain is something that comes whether you get chucked on the concrete or not. How you deal with it is important, because we have to deal with it, right? You can't live with nagging pain, or what you become is the lowest version of yourself. You're the dumbest version because your mind isn't thinking about what it should be thinking about. You're the meanest version. You're in pain. You're uncomfortable. You're snapping at people you love. It's the worst version of you, the pain, the in pain version of you. Get some relief factor in your life. Drug free, all natural. What you do is you take it every single day, and it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So it doesn't matter where it is, no matter what you're going through pain-wise, call Relief Factor. They have three-week quick start kits. That's what they sell. 3 weeks, that's it. Not trying to lock you into some long commitment. They say, hey, just try it, 3 weeks. $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? All right. Finally, Republicans, Russia, Ukraine. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I am going to get to a bunch of emails tonight. We have many things we need to discuss. And yes, Chris, I agree with you. Grateful Dead, it's not good. It's not good. And listen, I know a bunch of people are mad right now because I just said Grateful Dead is garbage, but I need you to hear me. You're on drugs. All right. And now, listen, this is when Grateful Dead people start to defend themselves and say they're not on drugs. Maybe you're not anymore. But when you liked Grateful Dead, you were on drugs. And everyone knows it. The second you see somebody with a Grateful Dead t-shirt, you know that's somebody who can't pass a hair follicle test. You know it without a doubt. That's a fact. So listen. Wear your Grateful Dead t-shirt, but just know that everyone knows when you do. Everyone does. All right. I know, you know, everyone knows. Now, let's talk about Republicans. I played the little clip earlier from Mitch McConnell. I'll let it play in its entirety in a moment, but we're getting ready to get screwed over again. I just want you to understand there's a couple different things that are getting ready to happen in the House of Representatives, and they're going to drive you up the wall, or at least they should drive you up the wall. First, FISA, the FISA authorization. It's a spying authorization. The government has to keep asking for renewed authority to collect your information, to collect your data. This is not something that can happen. This is not something that should happen, I should say, in a country with an evil secret state police agency like the FBI. And I'm not even bringing in the CIA and all the other agencies. FISA is something that has to go away once you have an evil state secret state police agency. The Republicans are going to work with Democrats, and they're going to pass it again. Believe me, they're going to renew it. And what you're going to see this week, mark my words, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Mark my words. What you're going to see this week is you're going to see sources. It'll be printed in various newspapers, and there'll be news stories with experts. And what these sources are going to say, maybe they'll even come directly from the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, no matter where they come from, you're going to begin to hear a ton of chatter this week about potential terror. There's a potential terror attack. We're tracking some things right now. We believe a terror attack is imminent. I guarantee you, oh my gosh, I guarantee you they will use a word like imminent, possibly imminent. It will be something along those lines. It will be something designed to generate fear. Something so you get self-conscious about running down to the mall on the weekend. Well, I don't want ISIS to blow me up. And why are you going to see that? Because they're running a psychological operation on the American people, trying to get public popular support behind the renewal of their ability to spy on you. You are going to witness an op right before your eyes this week. Watch all the terror talk flare up this week. It's coming. That's one. And the other thing that's coming on top of the FISA stuff is money for Ukraine and Israel. It's coming. Look, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said flat out before they went into recess that it was coming as soon as he got back. And they're all in on this. We already have Republicans. This is Mike McCall. He's the leader of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Russian propaganda, he's calling it, has made its way into here. Russian propaganda. That's what they're calling you. Russian propaganda. This is Russian propaganda. If you don't believe in sending endless amounts of money, I mean, look, this is their line. You want to talk about not having an advocate in the GOP? If you don't believe, you're currently paying 40% higher for grocery prices. If you don't want to send $60 billion to Ukraine to watch them lose the war next year instead of this year, well, you're just a victim of Russian propaganda.
Quote, I think Russian propaganda.
This is Mike Turner, by the way.
Quote, I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base. He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him? And how big is this problem?
No, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authority.
Do you hear how much they hate you? Have you ever heard, when's the last time you heard a Republican in leadership go on the news and advocate for you like they're advocating for sending your money overseas? You see what I mean about lamenting not having any advocates in DC? They hate us. It is the one thing both parties share. Every Democrat and all the Republican leadership, they have so much disdain for you. And now it just drips out of them more and more and more.
This cannot be the message America sends to the world. Leadership means standing up for America's interests, from the Indo-Pacific to Europe to the Middle East, even when the most active members of one's political base aren't willing to. Right now, Congress has an opportunity to model this obligation for a president who clearly doesn't understand it.
My stupid base isn't even willing to. These idiots. As I've told you many, many, many times before, the Republicans in leadership, of course, all of them are from our reddest states. It's the John Thunes, the John Cornyns, the Tillises, the Rounds, the Cassidys, all the dorks. When they meet behind closed doors, when they go out for dinner. In fact, right now, what time is it? What is it, 6, 7 o'clock back east? When they go out for dinner, they're probably all at a steakhouse right now, some fancy D.C. steakhouse, Democrat, Republican senators. I guarantee, I can picture it. I've been in these D.C. steakhouses. They're sitting in the back room with this round table. And let me just tell you something. Once the scotch really, really gets flowing, once they really get to feeling good, they're sure they're okay. You know what they laugh about? What they laugh at? You. The Republican base. The right-wing, anti-communist base. These people hate you. Universally, they hate your guts. You're a stupid idiot, Rube. You and valuing your money and your nation and your border and your guns and your freedom of speech. What you're really doing is holding them back from governing you the way you deserve to be governed, like the Rube you are. As I've said many times before, what I wouldn't give for an advocate for me. That's what I would love. All right. Now, that's some bad news. But I actually have some good news. Speaking of an advocate, speaking of their contempt for us, you ready for some good news? I'll give it to you next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.